Right, Michelin Tire, to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. Phone blowing up with everybody wanting this DNR photo with the phone numbers and the emails to the two Scotts. Text messages also coming in. This comes to us from Randy Walker. He said he got this information from Larry Hull. Did my research. Neither the DNR nor the Natural Resources Commission has any say over solar farm site. Only the Michigan Public Service Commission. Per Michigan compiled law 460.1221, through 232, which was passed 56 Democrats to 52 Republicans regarding House Bill 5120 back on November 2nd of 2023. This is being done in full compliance with Michigan Constitution Article 10, Section 5. So basically, based on Larry Hull's research, this is happening through the Michigan Public Service Commission. There's only one problem. Who appointed the members of the Michigan Public Service Commission? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It needs to be challenged in court. We need to put together a lawsuit challenging that bill, giving the Michigan Public Service Commission over control of state lands for solar farms. It's that simple. It doesn't mean we should back off of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It doesn't mean we shouldn't back off of the DNR. We shouldn't back off of the director of our public lands. DNR, from Phyllis downstate, this also stands for Do Not Resuscitate. That's a good one. I like that acronym. So here is the flyer to you, Phyllis. Dave Ajima exposed how much taxpayers will pay for these solar panels that actually heat the atmosphere. It's not even that. I've got one even better. And I'm going to reach out to State Representative Ken Borton and the Senator. I'm not sure. I believe that's Michelle Hatanga. I'm going to discuss it with Ian Murphy. Well, I'm not going to fully explain the entire strategy, but from my years of experience in wetland mitigation, any section of land, a square mile is a section, 640 acres, 1 mile by 1 mile by 1 mile square, you can find very easily 10% can be found to be a naturally reoccurring wetland. Farmers deal with wetlands all the time. The willow tree in the middle of an 80-acre parcel of land that you look and see corn growing, or alfalfa, wheat, hay, whatever it is they're growing, you can always find a willow tree. I always thought the farmers kept it for shade when they're out working the farm in the middle of summer. You can always eat your lunch under the shade of a willow tree. That's not what it's there for. It's a low-lying area of land that only willow trees and other indicator species can grow in. There's certain types of trees, brush, cattails, etc. They only grow. They only grow in wet lands. Wetlands are a direct funnel to the underground water aquifers that feed the well water of a large surrounding neighboring area. The way we're going to stop this is we are going to tie it up in court, number one. Number two, we're going to have a wetlands study done of these 400 acres of woods. And in that report, that study, the walking of the property, taking pictures of cell phones of indicator species, we're going to find, I suspect, at least 40 acres of wetlands, which they will have to destroy. Well, the DNR for years under the DEQ at the time when I was working with them, Department of Environmental Quality, they required replacing those wetlands at a 3-to-1 ratio with man-made wetlands in the same underground water aquifer. You'd have to find dry land somewhere within the same water aquifer and man-make wetlands. Put it under a conservation easement, never to be disturbed, touched, developed, manipulated, changed in any way. At least 3 acres for every 1 acre you're destroying. Well, if there's 40 acres on this 400-acre site, which I'm sure there is, if not more, they would have to create a 120-acre wetland in the same water aquifer. You're talking a huge dollar amount investment. Number one, to buy 120 acres, then engineer, design a man-made wetland mitigation site, build it, put it under conservation easement, and protect it in perpetuity till hell freezes over. Forever, this land is taken off of inventory. Can't tax it. You can't do anything. It's over. So, there is a way to stop this. I'm going to work with State Representative Borton. We are going to go at this from a scientific standpoint basis. Bob O'Donnell, where are all the tree huggers? Yeah, exactly. Well, the tree huggers happen to be for green energy. They support solar farms, solar panels. Well, there's another problem with this, and I talked about this when I was in Presque Isle talking to the Planning Commission at the time when they were going to approve it that night. Michigan has extreme climates. June, July, August, we have hot summer, expands, heats up solar panels. We then have cold weather, January, February, and March. Cold contracts solar panels. In the expansion and contraction of these solar panels on a regular basis, the seals break in the panels. The components inside of a solar panel leach out of the solar panels and they stop working. That's number one. Number two, those components go into the ground. They seep through the soil into the underground water aquifer. Some of these components are not healthy for you to consume in your well water. Wells will be contaminated. Some municipal wells that they suck water out of the ground, filter it, treat it, and put it out in their water systems, public water distribution pipes into people's homes, will be toxic. They can't stop this process because simply our temperatures, ambient temperatures swinging from hot in the summer, cold in the winter, expands and contracts solar panels. They cannot make the seals good enough to contain the elements that are in the solar panels. They crack, they leak, they seep into the underground water aquifer. These are the facts. We will absolutely stop this. So it's going to be interesting. Going to be very, very interesting. I will send you these memes. You can call them. You can send the emails. You can do what you want. But there's going to be a different approach to this one. That House Bill 5120 needs to be challenged in court. Absolutely. The Michigan Public Service Commission, appointed by the governor of the state of Michigan, cannot be the ones to force these kind of projects down our throats. This needs to go to court. But in the meantime, we can be a major pain in the governor's butt and the DNR director's butt with emails and phone calls. And you can tell them. I don't care if you tell them. We are going to absolutely take this to court. We're going to tie this whole thing up. Randy Walker, much less what the wildlife injects. Not really sure what you're meaning by that, but I read it. We got other comments. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, more text messages coming in from you guys. Again, Dave Ajima, Michigan is not a great state for solar panels. Even my neighbor put them on his roof. They work poorly, too much cloud cover, too much snow. This is a total BS idea by Witless. Up here in northern Michigan, I think I saw a study. Solar panels work in our area. Their most efficient, productive days of producing electricity for roughly about 61 days out of the year. 61 days, 2 months out of the 12-month year. Folks, that's less than 20% of the calendar. Less than 20% of the calendar produces electricity at their maximum capacity. That's number one. Number two, the batteries to store the energy from the solar panels. Unless you put the energy directly into the electric grid. Now, the benefit, of course, is when it's sunny out, the sun is shining, you're getting the 61 days of maximum productivity. It's usually hot out in the summertime. I would suspect probably the 2 months, July and August. The days are the longest. During the summer, that's when the sun is shining most of the time. Perhaps starts in June, July, the first couple of weeks in August. But the other thing you have to look at is the destroying of the forest, which produces CO2, and the destruction of the wetlands in those 400 acres. And the fact that House Bill 5120, in my opinion, isn't constitutional. You cannot have a governor appointing members to the Michigan Public Service Commission in charge of the permitting process of these projects. Throwing out the window the science of all of it, the state management of state land, which we, the people of the state of Michigan, own. So this is going to be fought on many levels in many ways. Ian Murphy is coming on the show tomorrow to talk about it. again, I'm going to reach out to State Representative Ken Borton. We're going to absolutely challenge this in court. We have got to sue on the constitutionality of that bill, the Michigan Public Service Commission being charged of it, and the wetland mitigation that's going to be required for them to destroy 400 acres of woods. Got to happen. It's that simple. So, yeah, we're going to be all over this. I got a ton of text messages over the weekend. Randy, are you going to be covering this? Are you going to be talking about it? Of course I am. It's what we do on this show. This is in our listening area. Otsego County. Really? Out of all the locations, you're going to put it in our listening area? I don't think so. So we will put up the fight. We will challenge this in court. I'm sure perhaps Ian's attorney, David Delaney, might be the person we use to file the lawsuit, but it's got to be challenged. Absolutely got to be challenged. Tied up in court, they will be forced to move on. Absolutely. Absolutely have got to do this. And we will be all over it. Again, he'll be on tomorrow from 10 to 10:30 so you can hear his thoughts and us brainstorming how we're going to fight this. In the next half hour segment, we're going to talk with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. Something is coming up this Saturday, January the 11th, the day before my birthday. Yes, Rush Limbaugh's birthday, Howard Stern's birthday, and my birthday this coming Sunday, January 12th. I'll be 67. Well, guess what? Saturday, this Saturday, January the 11th, is Quitter Saturday. That is the second Saturday of January where most people stop with their New Year's resolutions when it comes to diet and exercise. We're going to talk about it. If you have any questions for Missy that you've heard her on the radio with me, you've thought about possibly giving her a call for some reason or another, you didn't, text me your questions. 231-360-5140. Text me your questions. I'll ask her for you in the next segment. Absolutely got to hear this information. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days